This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins is here. That must mean it's time for Cinema Chat. And welcome back. I always look forward to my Thursdays with you, sir.
Yes, feelings mutual. So we're here we are again, and we're going to talk about Eastern Michigan University Professor Emeritus, and we're looking forward to having him teach a class called Movies 101. And
we're talking about Dr. Henry Aldridge.
Aldridge. He's an excellent teacher.
Undervalued community gem.
And he was one of the guys that's helped save the Michigan Theater. So he's an excellent professor, excellent teacher, and has been deeply involved with the Michigan Theater now for 40 years.
So if I want to sign up for Movies 101, what am I going to learn?
You're going to learn about mise-en-scene, which is the picture part of the movies. You're going to learn about editing, which is how the images are put together, and the sound is also incorporated. You're going to learn about sound and the kind of magical quality that the sound effects, the music, and even the way the actors use their voices act on you emotionally, besides informationally in terms of what you get from dialogue. And then we'll talk about the construction of a motion picture.
See, now I know you knew all about this stuff, so let me ask you this. Once you learn about these things, do you experience movies in a different way?
Yes, and it's kind of like learning to read a movie. One of the things about movies and music that are interesting is that you don't have to know anything about them to enjoy them. Many things in life, you actually have to study them to be able to enjoy them. Dance is kind of like that. You know, people moving on stage is interesting, but usually the more you learn about dance and the moves and
the greater your appreciation.
The greater your appreciation. And obviously, you know, people love music that don't know how to read music, that don't know music theory, don't know anything about it. But you can't read a book unless you know how to read. And you can't really understand the talent of an author unless you learn English grammar. So essentially, this is teaching the grammar of motion picture.
And is there any instance in which having that knowledge and understanding takes away from the enjoyment of film?
I don't believe so at all. Again, it's just like the more you learn about writing, the more you're able to appreciate excellent novels. And you know, if you don't know a lot about writing, maybe you can read a pulp novel and enjoy the story of it. But the subtle part of an author's skill is not something that you're going to pick up on.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, it really is.
If we want to take it, how do we sign up?
You can go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, and sign up. You can register it, and then it's Movies 101. So just go to...
Are there any particular films that are going to be focused on it?
He's going to use Casablanca, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which is a very famous German expressionist silent film. Really, really interesting. Double Indemnity, Saving Private Ryan, and Mr. Turner. So go check it out. Henry Aldridge is a great, great teacher, very entertaining, and knows his stuff extremely well.
What do you think he'd think of Call of the Wild?
Well, Call of the Wild is the film that's opening up at all the multiplexes. It stars Harrison Ford. It's based on the Jack London novel, and I remember driving up north in Gaylord. There's the Call of the Wild Museum, which I've never been in, but anyway, it was,
this is not the first attempt at making this film.
No.
It's been made several times,
right? It's a very, very famous story, and it's about a dog who lives in California and then is taken to the wilds of Alaska in the 1890s, you know, when the gold rush was going on all over the place, but particularly in Alaska at that particular time. And it's about his adaptation and his working with the Harrison Ford character.
Yeah, it sounds like a nugget of a film.
Yeah. It could be fun, and it's appropriate winter story, so there you go.
Call of the Wild, that's what's opening up. What about direct from Sundance to our little area here?
Well, that's coming up next week. So a week from yesterday and a week from today, we're going to do two films from Sundance. We're bringing them back from Sundance directly. So there's only a single screening of both of these films. And we're very excited to have The Last Shift, which is directed by Andrew Cohn, who's a Pioneer High School graduate, Eastern Michigan University graduate. And the film is set in Albion, Michigan. Now, this is produced by the folks that did Little Miss Sunshine.
Which was a great movie. I love that movie.
Alexander Payne, another really great director, was the personal coach for Andrew Cohn on this film and one of the producers.
And by the way, Andrew Cohn will be our guest on Creative Impact next Tuesday.
Yes.
So we'll hear directly from the filmmaker.
He is
a screenwriter.
He's a nice guy, very talented guy. He wrote and directed this film, and he's written other scripts that have been produced, and he's also directed documentary films.
Yeah.
So he's really great. But Richard Jenkins, who's the star of the film, and he's a famous character actor, probably best known for the guy whose apartment the Aquaman lived in The Shape of Water. But you've seen him on television shows. You've seen him in lots of movies. And he's a really great actor, Academy Award nominated actor. He plays an old guy who left high school in Albion and ended up working at a local fast food chicken and fish restaurant. And he's worked there for 38 years, basically at, a little bit above minimum wage.
Right.
And is a real loser kind of person. It's terrible to say that, but it's the best way to kind of capture him. And I don't mean that he's a bad guy. At least that's the feeling you have at the beginning. But he's just someone who's really trapped in that very narrow lived. Just barely out of poverty.
And sees that as his lot in life.
He's there. And his last task in working at this restaurant is to train his replacement, who is a brilliant young African-American man. He's got his sights set farther away, and he's a young man that has energy and intelligence.
It's a relationship that changes them both.
Absolutely. The actor is Shane Paul McGee, and he is extremely talented, and Andrew Cohen went through a lot of folks to get this guy. Young African-American actor in L.A. apparently wanted this role. I'm sure that's a little bit of hyperbole, but it's a peach role, and Shane Paul McGee did a great job. So anyway, it's about the interaction of these two. And for people who liked The Green Book, this has a similar kind of race story in terms of the way the African-American young man and the older white man deal with the white privilege. I found it to be charming, an excellent film, and you can see the stars of the film as well as the director.
One showing at the Michigan Theater next Wednesday, February 26th.
Yep, absolutely.
And the other direct from Sundance is Dinner in America.
That's right. And this was shot and made in Detroit. And it's got a really great performance by Kyle Garner, Gallner. And Kyle Gallner, easy for me to say, is in...
Having a Monday, are you?
He's the head of the CBS All Access series called Interrogation. And he stars in this film, does a great job. And he plays a punk musician. And the first part of the movie is a little bit tough to look at and take as you get to know his character. But then about 20 minutes in, you start to see the redeeming value of his character. And the film really creates... It ends up being kind of a Napoleon Dynamite charm, but you have to get past this kind of punk sensibility that the
movie starts
with.
I kind of like movies to take you on that ride.
Absolutely, and again, a lot of the cast and crew are going to be at that screening.
And I like punk music.
And that's Thursday, exactly, Thursday the 27th. You can get tickets again at the Michigan Theater website.
Russ Collins and David Fair on this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Olympic Dreams is opening this weekend?
Yes, Olympic Dreams is the first run film that we're doing, and it was actually shot in the Olympic Village two years ago. And it's the first film that's ever been shot in Olympic Village during the Olympics.
Right.
And so it's about these two young people who, one is a cross-country skier very talented, made the Olympic team for their country, but her competition was early and it's over. And then she meets another person who's working in the village, in the Olympic Village, and a romance started. And it's very, very complicated, but it's really interesting to see this film shot literally with the Olympic athletes in the background
they're real.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you get the feeling of the Olympic Village through these two two characters. So anyway, Olympic Dreams is opening tomorrow, and you can go check it out. It's an emotionally intimate story between these two folks. And we're also opening on a limited engagement, Aga, which is this set in the tundra, the Arctic tundra, about these two traditional folks who live in a yurt in the, for all intents and purposes, an igloo, and their daughter had left earlier, and it's an older couple, and it's about a family trying to reunite against the global warming dynamics that these Arctic folks are facing. And then Agnes by Varda, or Varda by Agnes, is a documentary that Agnes Varda made just before she passed away about her life and her career. And it's a really great reminiscence of her great, great work. So go check it out. We still have the Academy Award nominated or winning films Parasite and American Dreams, which American Dreams was the best documentary, particularly great for this particular area because it's about a factory's transition from a General Motors factory to a Chinese glass factory. Right. So great, great stuff. Go check it out.
And there'll be even more on our website at WEMUDorth.org. Check it out. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.